So I'd like to introduce to you another meditation. So this morning we've been practicing breath awareness. And breath awareness is a process of picking an object, that being the breath, the sensation of the breath as it manifests in the body, sensation at the nose, the chest, or the belly. So it's kind of, it's an object, and it's meant to be a reference point. Remember I talked about the, if you look at a stream of water, clear water, if you just look straight at the stream, you can't see that there's actually movement. You can't see that the water is actually flowing down the stream because it's just clear water that you're looking through. But as soon as you put a stick in the water, it breaks the flow, creates a wake, a little eddy, and you can see now that the water is moving. So that's, that stick is like a reference point and allows you to clearly see the movement of the water. The breath is a similar reference point. It's merely a sense of, well, so I can see when I'm lost in sense experience, because the breath, there's no longer attention on the breath. Go, oh, okay, I'm unconscious about the breath, so I'm lost. I'm lost in thought. Is likely the likely scenario. So that's merely what we're doing in that case, is providing a reference point. And sometimes people just stay with the breath. When the mind wanders, they escort it back once they notice. I put a little twist into the practice to kind of to allow you in a retreat form to be with other sensations that become predominant, which can often in a retreat be body sensations. So if those became prominent in your experience, I'm saying, well, attend to that, allow that to be in the foreground and the breath to go to the background until the awareness, until that dissolves, and then coming back to the breath. So it's a little bit of an addition to what is to the breath awareness. Today I'd like to introduce you to, and now you could continue to practice the breath awareness. In fact, I've been to long retreats where that's what we do for 7-10 days, is just practice what we did yesterday. But I thought just to give you another option, and to see if this resonates with you, to offer kind of another meditation. So you can call it choiceless awareness, or you can formless awareness. Some have called it true meditation. The word true the other is true meditation too, in a sense, but it's true and formless and choiceless to the extent that you're not getting involved in choosing or trying to control anything. So it's meditation with no agenda, just letting things be. So it's kind of technique-less as well. So as a beginning practice, it can be a little confusing. Like, so what do I do? So again, we always want to insert the doer. One of my teachers, Matthew Flickstein, talks about three types of meditation: the breath awareness, the choiceless awareness, and the non-meditation. Breath is, you choose an object and you put attention. Choiceless is, there's no object chosen, you just bring aware, allow whatever arises to just be. And non-meditation is you let go of the observer, you let go of the meditator. And just there's just awareness. So I'm really talking about the second one more than the third one there. So I can remember in my meditation practice being kind of stuck, fairly focused on maintaining awareness on the breath. And I was instructed to kind of relax. Relax into it a bit more. Let go of technique. Let go about my preconceived notions about what meditation should be, what should be happening, what kind of altered state I might be striving for. Just relax around it. Because I was operating from a place where I believed I was in control of the meditation. And so that was a strong disposition for me, was the sense of I'm in control. It spilled into my meditation. So kind of watch for what your predisposition is and how that may be coming into your meditation. So it's meditation without manipulation, an attitude of allowing things to be as they are. So letting go of any idea that you're supposed to feel better after you meditate, you're supposed to feel particular, you're supposed to feel relaxed. Sometimes tell people that the mindfulness-based stress reduction program can actually be quite stressful. May not be feel relaxed. It may open up, because you're allowing, it may open up all kinds of things that you've been suppressing. In that sense, in the long term, it's constructive, but it may not be, maybe stressful in the short term. So we're no longer battling or struggling with formless or choiceless awareness. So we're really in the Tibetan tradition, they tell you, resting in your natural state. So they would say, you're naturally, Buddha nature is naturally existent. We're merely resting in that state, which doesn't require technique. So it's sitting and allowing everything to be as it is. So another way to put it is So what I'm going to say next almost overlays a technique. So be careful how you hear this. Being with whatever arises is bare. It's something called bare attention, without judgment, decision, or commentary. And if judgment, decision, or commentary arise, not judging. Judgment, decision, or commentary. And if judgment about the judgment about the judgment arise, so you're just noticing, and it's really because you'll judgment may arise, and then judgment, oh look at that's arising, and so it's, and eventually in my experience I it's kind of loses, and it will layer. It can layer. Judgment on the judgment. It's just, but when it's allowed, it loses its steam, its juice, its momentum. If it's believed, then of course it develops momentum and juice. So it's that bare attention. Perhaps you've heard that phrase and wondered what it meant. bare of judgment, decision, and commentary. Some people, I've heard it be called effortless meditation, natural state meditation. So we're in a non-altered state of consciousness. Not an altered state of consciousness. It's a non-altered state, and that it's our natural state. The egoic state is actually the altered state, if you can look at it that way. We live in kind of an altered state of consciousness where the egoic mind is trying to control everything, and our natural state is when we can go beyond the egoic identity, beyond the mind that thinks it needs to or can control everything. In the present moment, right? We're talking about the present moment here, the mind that can control what's already arisen. Does that sound a little absurd? Trying to control what's already arisen. If we can back up time, reset. No, that's not. That won't happen if I can. If you had a time machine, you might be able to do that. So resting in that natural state and just allowing things to be. So I'll do a little guidance here. If you're already familiar with this type of meditation, you can just do your own thing. Let my words be static in the background. We'll finding our meditation posture. It's coming home. Just allowing awareness that there's a body sitting here. Noticing the body and sensations. Perhaps noticing the sensation of touch. Where you're sitting on your cushion or the chair. Sensation of the feet. They're folded in front of you, or bottom of the feet on the floor, just being aware of the body, sense of the body sitting here as we begin to practice formless or choiceless meditation. And noticing that you're breathing. Allowing your awareness to come to the breath. Feeling the sensations of the breath as you breathe in and as you breathe out. The present moment experience of each breath. allowing the breath to flow naturally. No need to interfere with it in any way, or simply being aware of its natural flow. Being aware of the sensation that manifests in the body as the breath enters and leaves the body, perhaps at the nostrils, the belly, or the chest. Being aware of the entirety of the breath, the beginning and the end, and the space in between the breaths. Bringing a curiosity to each breath. And expanding your awareness to include the body as a whole and the breath. Being aware of whatever body sensations arise into awareness. Breath and body. Of course, if the mind wanders and starts thinking about something else, don't be surprised. This is what minds do. In the moment that you notice, congratulate yourself for having noticed. It's a moment of mindfulness. And gently but firmly guide your attention back to awareness of the breath and the body. In the present moment, sitting here, breathing in and breathing out. Recognizing that the breath is always there. It's It's also a present moment experience. And you can come back to the breath at any time during this meditation. The breath can be a kind of anchor to the present moment, or a refuge. So recognizing that the breath is always there and can be attended to at any time during the practice. Now allowing the breath and the body to go backstage, so to speak, in the background, and bringing to the foreground awareness of sounds. Sounds as just sounds, noticing how the mind wants to label them or perhaps even comment on the sounds. And as best you can, resting with awareness with the bare sounds, just as vibrations being experienced by the eardrum. No need to comment or ponder what the sounds are or what they represent. Just awareness of sounds as events rising in awareness and fading from awareness. Open receptivity to sound, not necessarily going out and looking for sound, being receptive to sound. And the sounds may be internal bodily sounds or external sounds, might be faraway sounds or sounds that are closer. Whatever sounds are there, being open, receptive to sounds. And now bringing to the foreground of your awareness thoughts, the thinking process itself, not following the thought stream or train of thought that arises, but allowing thought to be seen in awareness as an event, an observable event, much like the sound arising into awareness was an observable event. These things, thoughts as little thought bubbles that arise, perhaps linger a bit and then fade. And if a particular thought train or train of thought hooks your attention and carries you down the tracks, noticing when that happens, perhaps even making a mental note of what took your attention away. Is it the planning story, the worry story, anxiety story? Just a light notation of what it is, and gently bringing your awareness back to the thought process itself. Seeing thoughts as events arising into awareness and fading from awareness. And remembering that the breath is there as an anchor for attention. You can come back to the breath at any time during the practice. Reorient yourself to the present moment and then expanding the awareness back out to the thought process. And now letting go of the thinking process as a focus of attention, and simply resting in open awareness, a stance of allowing whatever arises to just arise into awareness and just be, whether it be a body sensation, sensation of the breath, sounds, thoughts, perhaps even tastes and smells. Allowing whatever rises to just be. And perhaps noticing if any judgment, decision, or commentary arise with regards to your present moment experience. Noticing that, that's okay too. Noticing if there's judgment about the judgment itself. Letting go of that. Letting it be. Nothing to do. Nothing to attain, nothing to manipulate. Just resting in an open, spacious awareness of what has already arisen in the present moment. the natural state is what is left. When the egoic mind lets go of trying to control and manipulate anything, just resting, allowing, being, natural state of awareness, until you hear the bells.
Mm-hmm.